Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kateria. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
My name is Sherry Floyd. I was terminated unjustly, and I need to file for unemployment.
You're no longer working?
No, I got fired for bogus reasons. I had to take off because of medical reasons, and I can prove it, and they fired me for incompetency reasons.
What's your social?
417-907-3313.
Can you verify your first and last name, date of birth, mother's maiden name for security purposes?
Yes. My first name is Sherry. Middle name is Lynn. Last name is Floyd. My mother's name is Gail Scott. Her maiden name was Watts.
And what's your last name?
My last name is Floyd. That's what's on my birth certificate. I mean, that's what's on my Social Security card. I recently was married. I am. My maiden name is Sherry Moon.
Okay, so what was your name changed to?
I'm sorry?
You said what was your name changed to?
It was changed to Floyd. F-L-O-Y-D.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Do I consider myself disabled?
Correct.
Right now I do because of my injury, but I didn't do it at work. No, it's a carpal tunnel.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you approve for benefits, would you like direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Is it a traditional bank, anything like Regions, Wells Fargo, PNC, any credit union?
Wells Fargo.
Check-ins or savings?
Check-in.
Okay, I'm going to need your round number and your bank account number.
Okay, let me look it up. Okay, routing number is 0620000080.
Okay, 0620000080.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your account number?
Let me look that up. Okay, it's 2033998358.
203-399-8358.
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is 3502 Flynn, S-L-Y-N-N Road.
One moment, I have to update
it. Okay.
Okay, can you repeat it again?
3502 Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N Road, Dothan, D-O-T-H-A-N, Alabama, 36303.
Okay. think I'll ask you a couple of questions just for verification. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 15851 Highway 55, 2815 McBoy Street, 310 Appalachie Avenue, 907 Davis Street Extension. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
907 Davis Street Extension.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Caldwell College, Fitchers College, George Mason University, Wittenberg University, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Quill Run, Sunago, Builders, Total Air Conditioning and Heating, Toe and Soul, or I have never been, or none of the above?
Quill Run.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, trade readjustment allowance?
No.
What was your last day work?
Today.
Okay, when you do your weekly certification, you'll have to report those wages that you earned for this week. So you'll multiply the number of hours that you work for this week by time how much you get paid an hour. If it's over $275, you'll have to give us a call back starting Monday to file to reopen your claim.
It's not going to be.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$10 an hour.
Do you attend work through a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry?
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer get a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job description?
Housekeeping.
And what's the reason why you no longer, I mean, what was the name of the company that you was working for?
Hampton Inn.
When did you start with that company?
A month ago.
You said, okay, is it up under Robert Byrd?
It's actually under, no, it is not. It is under Larry Bloomberg.
And what's the name of the company again?
The name of the company is Hampton Inn. It's a hotel.
Where is it located?
In Dothan, Alabama, on Montgomery Highway.
You said how is it listed?
How is it listed? It's listed H A M P T O N.
No, how is it listed on the check stub?
Oh, I don't get a check stub. It's direct deposit. Hang on.
Is it the only job you work for this year?
No. I did work at a funeral home briefly. But I didn't get fired or quit. They're firing me because of medical reasons for this job. It may be listed. This is crazy. I can't pull it up now. It's an affiliation of Larry Bloomberg LLC. Is that coming up? Are you there?
You said Larry Bloomberg?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I'm pulling it up now. Hampton Inn and Suites, Dothan, Alabama, is the name, 4684 Montgomery Highway.
Yeah, I'm saying, I have to have a name. One of them says MMI Hotel Group, AH Caps, LLC, Birmingham Hospitality, LLC, Blue Mountain Hospitality, LLC, Providence Park Hotel Corporation, MS Management, LLC, Ram Hospitality, Alabama Hotel Property.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm trying to pull it up from don't know where to get that information from. I really don't.
Do you have a check
stub from them? I'm sorry?
Do you have a check stub pulled up?
No, that's what I'm trying to pull up. I had an email from them with all my information on it, and now it is not pulled up at all. And the link is closed down. And I'm not really sure what to do with that. Any suggestions?
I can just mail entry, but that will make a longer process.
No, we don't want that. I don't know why it's not here. And I'm not sure how it got deleted, honestly. I really, really don't know. Okay, if I stop right now and try to figure this out, it will, you know, I guess, I have to start all over from scratch with someone else. Is that the case?
Ma'am, the phone had went out.
I'm sorry. I don't know. All I know is Larry Bloomberg, and let me see if I can pull it up through my bank and see what they paid me under, because I had an email, and inexplicably it's gone from them. I can try it like that and see if that won't work, because all I know is the information that I know, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
if you have that many listings, I have no clue.
Because when did you start working with the previous job?
I went from one to the other. I'm not sure. Ending deposits and edits. Let's use statement. Try that.
No, because Robert Byrd is the funeral home.
Yeah, that's the funeral. And then I appreciate your patience. I'm trying to work it out. I don't know why I can't seem to remember the. I've just gotten two checks from them, so I just pay attention whether it's in there. I didn't look at the LLC on it and all of that and never joined. I would need it. All right. I'm trying to work it out.
Okay, because I can mail you an entry, and then we'll just have to send the information over to that address that I put in the system.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I can mail you an entry in, but that's...
Yeah, do that.
It does, okay. And when was your hire date?
The 4th.
Of this month?
Yes.
You said your last day work was today, too, correct?
Yes.
You said the 4th.
Yes.
That's the wrong date. And city and state work was performed with Dothan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time at the last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you said you was discharged. What was the reason?
They said because of incompetency. They said that the reason why was because I had taken the day off and I had a medical excuse for carpal tunnel and I was supposed to have to take 3 weeks off to have the surgery. And instead they said I was doing a poor job.
So you discharged for being absent?
I haven't been absent. I guess, yeah, I could technically, yeah. But I have a doctor's excuse.
You was discharged today?
Yes.
What's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Georgiana, she was general manager.
Georgiana?
Uh-huh.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
Were there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
They didn't give me an opportunity to.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you already have a 4-digit PIN to file your weekly certifications every week?
Yes.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. In order to take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with Alabama Career Center System. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works, thealabama.gov, and update your online resume. Fancy do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim benefits for the previous week. To make and complete a certification each week to result in lost benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
File unemployment next Sunday.
No, this Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday, okay.
All right.
No, ma'am, I do not.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.